SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stacks, you and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Varell Coast to Coast.
Well, we go into hour two, and we're still talking, per usual, about the biggest story of the day. Deshaun Watson, a six-game suspension handed down by Sue Robinson, basically the arbiter in the case. The NFL has 3 days to file a written appeal. The NFLPA and Watson both will not appeal. They've accepted it because, essentially, he's been gifted a, you know, in not so many words, a drug suspension. The bottom line is that's what you get for performance-enhancing drugs like Hopkins, whoever. The guy we were talking about earlier, Ridley, he got, a year for betting on a football game. And this guy, you can slice it any way you want. Believe me, I've already made my feelings known about these women, frankly, that accepted money. I have a hard time grasping that end of it. I'm not a fan of at all of, frankly, women that accuse a guy of sexual assault and try to get him thrown in jail, then sue him civilly, and then they all accept big payouts to go away. If someone has done something to hurt you, someone has sexually assaulted you, raped you, anything else, I have a real tough time with the accepting money to make it go away plan. Whoever's standing still, the one woman that refuses to accept the deal, God bless her. She shows me incredible guts. I think you should have taken him all the way to the hilt. And I cannot believe they all took the money and ran. I don't respect them at all. I've heard all this I can take about the lawyers saying how incredible they all are and patient and how they fought to get their what? What did they get? They just got money. That's all they ever wanted. They didn't want anything else. They don't care about Deshaun Watson, what he did to them at all. I guarantee you, you do that to me, I'm going to make sure you go to jail for a long time. You take it to the hilt. And they all took money. I don't respect any end of it. I think he's scum. And I think that they all took the money like everybody else in this country. They all want the bag, the easiest way they can get money. Who needs to work when somebody hands you a check for $500,000? Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to go to work. Nobody wants to honor contracts. And guys getting away with rape? You can call it whatever you want. They got all these fancy words for it now. Sexual assault. Okay? They changed the words for everything now. You're drunk driving? No, you're not. What did Ruggs do? He didn't murder that woman, did he? He wasn't even driving. I mean, I don't respect any of it at all. And so what he got was a birthday present. And what they got was a bunch of money. So screw everybody. I can't stand either side of it. He's lucky he got six games. And I agree with everyone. Like Jason Scott, he knows what's going to happen. Roger Goodell's not going to change that woman's opinion because he's the one that hired her to do it.
I don't know. It's very tricky. And it sounds like, Scotty, what this really all came down to was like legal type of stuff. Like, apparently the NFL personal conduct policy has never seen anything like this before. There's nothing in the handbook for a guy who had 20 plus women, allege that he sexually assaulted him. Like, it's not in the book for them to go, all right, well, that's worth this many games. And that's kind of what this Sue Robinson wrote in all of her statements, her 16-page long statement about it. We haven't seen anything like this before. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody
with
us, SiriusXM 159. Go ahead.
Do you agree with me about the women that took the money or not?
You're right. At some point, when you go and do that, you would have thought that a couple were going to fight it all the way to the end. You would think. But it's hard. I don't know how you can look at it, you know, and just say, oh, they should have took the money. They shouldn't have took the money. Keep fighting. What happens if you keep fighting, I guess, and they're looking around and everybody's leaving them at the table? It's just, it's a very difficult decision that I can't get mad at the women for making. I mean, if that's how it goes down for them and that's how they have to deal with it, that's it.
Do you think he sexually assaulted them and got away with it by writing checks?
It seems like that is what has happened here. Yes, it seems like, but it's like she wrote in this thing today, it wasn't a violent act of sexual assault. I mean, what, you know, that's kind of where Sue Robinson had in there, that in terms of regulating the suspension. We've seen guys get 8 or 10 games for violent acts of sexual assault in the past, suspensions in the NFL. I think that Rodgers actually going to go and overturn this. And I think that here's what I think is going to happen, Scotty. I think he goes and makes it a year. They go and have another court battle, and it ends up being 6 games at the end of the day.
Okay.
But he's going to try to save face for the league.
Wow. All right. Fair enough. Do you believe that Miles Bridges will play in the NBA next season, the whole season, after what he did to his wife, allegedly?
Don't know about the whole season, but he'll play at some point. They're not going to suspend him for the entire year, but he'll get something.
Is it not stunning to you? Is it not amazing to you in this world that we live in that nowadays in pro sports you can beat women, you can sexually assault women, and you can still make hundreds of millions of dollars and just keep playing like it never happened?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, Mavia just said something very interesting to me, and in not so many words, essentially what he said was, this is secondhand. He said that a woman who's a judge, she made the decision. She said he sexually assaulted them. What he did, his conduct, equates to sexual assault. It is, bottom line, that she said he sexually assaulted them. And then she said that he denies still to this day doing anything. She gave him a 6-gamer, and that she made the decision. They hired her to make the decision. She made the decision. And yet still, a man, Roger Goodell, has the final say. I mean, how embarrassing is that? That the league hired a woman to make this call, and yet we're still going to wait 3 days to hear from a man make the final decision. I think Mafia said it best. Right there, he said, she made the decision, but we're still waiting for a man to make the decision. To me, that is the ultimate statement. Good job by Mafia, because it is flat out disgusting and embarrassing. It is, it's everything you need to know about this. It's everything you need to know, that they actually hired a woman to handle this. And at the end of the day today, it doesn't matter what the F she said, because we're still waiting to see what he says. He's the final say, not her. So the whole thing is a sham.
I'm with you, and I still believe.
This guy got away with murder.
He's going to. I think Goodell will appeal it, and he will end up giving him the year. He might not serve a whole year, because then it's going to become another legal battle that gets brought down to six or eight games. Because he's looking around today, Scotty, and what's everybody saying in the media and all over the place? Oh, the NFL, another bad suspension they handed out. Judge Robinson handed the suspension out. NFL didn't put out a statement saying, we suspend Deshaun Watson for 6 games. That's not what happened here. But Roger's seeing all this. And he also looks down the hall and he sees Major League Baseball, who put Bauer away for 2 years. All right? So he's got all that stuff that he's looking at. And he wants to be able to go to that podium at the end of the day and say, we tried to suspend this guy for an entire season, maybe more, and we were told no. That's what Roger wants to be able to say when this is all done. And that's, however it plays out, I got a feeling that's how it's going to go. Absolutely.
I think his best move is to do that, is to let her make the call and just live with it. And let's just get this over with. It's 6 games. And they're paying this guy $230 million, $40 million bonus already guaranteed, all of it guaranteed. He's getting his money whether we like it or not. And he got away with it. There was no criminal and then no civil. He got rid of 23 or 24. There are no other cases pending. There's only one outstanding. So it is what it is. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think her decision will stick and he got away with murder. And then all he's got left to do is A, ignore the media for the entire season. He'll never answer a question about it again. And B, the only thing he won't be able to control will be the abuse he gets city to city in the NFL by fans. He is going to get abused like no one. You thought the Astros got it with garbage cans? My boy is going to get the full rape abuse. Like, you have no idea. This guy, he's going to wish he never went to a massage parlor by the time the public's done with him. Because wherever he goes, he is going to be the rapist. That's it. He's a predator.
It's going to be. It's going to be.
Screw Goodell. Yeah. Screw everybody. Everybody knows he did it. What's great about it is that he's still lying through his teeth.
He still denies it. It will be a lot different than the hero's welcome that he got when he walked on the practice field today in Cleveland. Scotty, all the fans standing up and giving him the big cheer when he ran out today for practice over there in Cleveland. He won't get that in every other city in the NFL, that's for sure. He will not get the hero's welcome like he got today. She also mentioned in this thing today, Scotty, that he cannot get masseuses from anywhere except authorized team personnel. No more getting masseuses anywhere else. I don't know how they can control that, but
Here's an idea, you know, really, honestly. He should, like, pick up putt-putt or something, mini golf. You know, maybe find a new hobby. Maybe go shoot free throws at the gym. Maybe, you know, stop going to the, you know, R&T, okay?
Now, from the football side of things, here are the games that Watson is going to miss. At Carolina, home for the Jets, home for the Steelers. At Atlanta, home for the Chargers, and home for the Patriots. So only one division game. That's the Steeler game. He'll play in the other five division games this year. In fact, I believe his first game is against the Ravens when he comes back off the suspension. So, and look, Brissett's going to play. He'll be the quarterback for those six games. I mean, that's the kind of schedule where they could probably string 3-3 together if it ends up being six. Like, they maybe could.
Let's just save a lot of time here. The only game that matters is a home game against the Steelers. Yep. And divisional games mean everything. All those other games are just Brissett, who's, you know, frankly notorious for holding down the fort. The guy's made a living holding down the fort. I think he'll do just fine. I even think that they could go 2-4 in those games and get away with it. So did Jason Scott at BetMGM. He said he still sees them winning 9-10 games no matter what. And that's without him saying anything about going 2-4. I'm the one saying they could go 2-4 and still get away with it. The only game that matters is the Steeler game. And everybody on the face of the earth, except for me, thinks that the Steelers are going to suck this year. I mean, I don't know one person that doesn't think they're going to suck. I mean, I have never heard one person, not one better, not one person said they're going over their win total, which was, I believe, 7.5. They have never had a losing season under Tomlin. I stand by what I said. They're going to be better than anybody thinks they are, just like they always are. They always are good.
I joined you in the boat last week. I bet the over 7.5. I'm in on the Steelers with you this year, Scotty. 7.5, way too low for them. I am playing them to the over. All right, more NFL stuff for you. Kyler Murray out of practice for the next 5 days. He's got the Honta, Scotty. Oh. Your boy Kyler Murray, after all of the stuff last week with his 4 hours of independent study in the contract, which then got removed from the contract after he, you know, want to say, wasn't too happy that the media found out at the end of last week. So Kyler Murray, no practice. It's just the Honta, 5 days. He'll be back in a little bit.
You know, what's really stunning to me is not that he got the Honta or that tons of people are getting COVID.
Yes.
It's that it's going around like nobody's business.
It is.
And no one cares. I mean, literally, mm-hmm. is there you talk about people that don't care about the Steelers going over 7.5. How about name one person you know on the face of the earth that cares at all that there's a horrible strain of COVID out right now knocking people on their ass? No one. Stop. Listen, I watched Lollapalooza, Lala Farella from Chicago live on TV for 2 days or 3 days, whatever it was. I was watching concerts and just for fun to see who was playing. And there was literally 150,000 people literally licking each other in the crowd at Grant Park. Believe me, you, no one cares about COVID. No one cares. No one cares if they're going to get it and die. I mean, like, literally, you wouldn't know anyone. Name one person. I've seen people wear masks here and there. Not where I live. New York City, people with masks. So you have a better chance of seeing a person get shot in the face with a 9 Glock than you do seeing somebody walking around with a mask on. I mean, every day where I live, people get shot dead right in front of your face. You get murdered in New York City faster than you can spit. But tell me anyone wearing a mask or worried about COVID, and I'll give you $1,000.
Later on, I will talk to you about all the wide receiver extensions that have gone on in the past couple of days. We've got Mitchell Trubisky later, too. A lot of baseball to do with the trade deadline tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. A lot on the table after, Scotty, you talk to Coach next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Coach Young is back on C2C like we like it on a Monday to talk about a number of things. And we start with Bill Russell passing away, a huge loss for the world, let alone the basketball and sports world. Just a massive, significant factor of everything you ever saw on the face of this earth in terms of race and everything. His performance on the floor as a player, second to none, as a coach. He's in the Hall of Fame for both. 11 championships with the Celtics. The Pharrell Ballers, 11 titles, don't carry the same amount of weight, Coach, as you know, as those rings and banners in Beantown.
Yeah, you got the 11 rings. It carries a little bit more weight up in Boston. But if you think about this for a 15-year period, for Bill Russell, starting with his junior year at San Francisco, won 2 straight national championships, 55-game winning streak, wins a gold medal in the 56 Olympics, and then 13 years in the NBA, 12 trips to the finals, 11 championships, the first black coach in the NBA. So what he's done, and we haven't even talked about the civil rights movement with guys like him and Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown and Jackie Robinson, what they did in the 60s. So, you know, this is an icon that we lost, not just for what he did on the floor, but almost, and more importantly, for all what he did off the floor with his civil rights movement.
You know, am I crazy to say that he gets overlooked when it comes to this weak-ass, constant dribble of Mount Rushmore of, you know, sports or basketball, if you will, where it's, you know, Wilt Chamberlain every time is what I hear. And I don't hear Bill Russell. I mean, it's guys from the 90s, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Wilt Chamberlain. Why is it that a guy with his accomplishments isn't on that Mount Rushmore?
Because people are stupid and people don't look at the players in the past and see what he's done. Listen, I'm going to go out and say, better than Kareem, better than Shaq, better than Olajuwon, better than Duncan. He is the greatest center in the history of the NBA and should be on Mount Rushmore for what he did. He was so far ahead of his time defensively It's unbelievable. And let's be honest, he could score too if he had to. The issue is he had so many other guys that could score that he focused on the defensive side of the floor. Don't even get me started what he did to Will Chamberlain. I mean, Will Chamberlain's in his grave too, and he's shaking that Bill Russell has shown up to play one-on-one because he still can't beat Bill Russell because Russell would shut him down. So, you know, obviously our condolences, but for people to sit here and not say that Bill Russell is not one of the 10, check that, one of the 5 greatest players in the history of the NBA, I don't know if you know ball.
I got to tell you, I had a conversation yesterday with my buddy about Jerry West talking about this J.J. Redick guy making fun of, you know, who he played against back in the day. Remember, he said he played against a bunch of plumbers and all the rest. And, you know, bottom line is Jerry West put him in his place because J.J. Redick literally is not the toenail of Jerry West when it comes to being a basketball player. At his size, what he did with no three-point line against the players that he played against. I mean, West and Cousy are both better than J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick, all he ever did, he was the most hated player in America in college, and he never did anything in the pros except hit threes. And I can hit threes all day. Who can't? I mean, everyone acts like hitting a three-point shot is some makes you a glorified basketball player. How about what Jerry West did with deuces every night against a guy like Jerry? J.J. Redick was a hack is what he was. Speaking of plumbers, that's what he was. He was a hack plumber. That's what he was.
Well, listen, all these guys that are him to Kendrick Perkins, it's about hot takes, Pharrell. It has nothing to do with understanding the game. It has to do with coming out and making an outlandish statement to try and make you credible to the younger generation. That's the case. The younger generation. It's not people like you or I that have watched ball for 30, 40, 50 years who understand it, who know the history of basketball. It's not guys like us that J.J. Redick is talking to. He's talking to the young kids who watch everything on YouTube and Twitter. Go watch some of these games. You want to, you know what, there's other guys that make dumb statements. That knucklehead, what's his name, Nick Wright or whatever his name is on Fox Sports, saying MJ isn't top three of third best player of all time. Like, bro, like, this is why you get my blood pressure up, bro. You just got back from vacation. You're looking good. You look Dominican. You're so dark. And now you're getting me all fired up trying to get my blood. I got to calm down. I got diabetes, man. I got to chill out right now.
With all those Femi candy bars you eat. Let me say this. All those guys, Big Ticket, Pierce, Allen, it goes on and on. McHale, Parrish, and certainly at the top of the list for me, Larry Bird. Larry Bird even bows down to Bill Russell. Larry Bird even, he said it right. He's like, there's never been a better Celtic, without question. That's when you know, when Larry Bird tells you, I suck compared to him, that's when you know how great that guy was.
I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's real. The guy, I don't care who he played against. He averaged 22.5 rebounds per game. Like, 22.5. Did J.J. Redick get 22 and a half rebounds in a season? I mean, I would love to know that one. So, listen, these guys can talk all you want. He's the greatest. I would say this. He is arguably the greatest winner and not basketball. He's the greatest winner possibly in all of team sports as an individual person.
All right, here's some other stuff I want to talk about with you. The tampering charges against the Knicks and Sixers. I actually don't think anybody cares anymore who tampers with anything in sports.
No, nobody cares about it. And here's the thing, Pharrell. I mean, think about this. NBA launches an investigation on the Knicks. Leon Rose, did you talk to your son about Jalen Brunson? Oh, by the way, Jalen Brunson's agent is Leon Rose's son. Nope. Rick Brunson, did you talk to your son about playing for the Knicks? Well, he's my father. I have to consult with him. So even if the Knicks did it, and we all know he did it, how are you going to prove it when you got father and son on the bench with the player and in the front office and the agent? Have fun proving that one. If you want to try and go after James Harden a little bit in regard to him saying, I'm taking less money for you to go get other players. Whoop-de-damn-do. They all do it. They all cheat. They go to all-star games. They talk about it. They plan it. LeBron and D-Wade planned that for years before they got to South Beach. So don't try and start this thing now with tampering, because we all know everybody across the league does it.
We've seen all these players, as you know, I don't agree with it, playing in Drew Leagues and Pro-Ams, but have you ever seen anything like what Paolo Banchero and Chet Holmgren did in that Pro-Am game the other night when he put a 50-burger up? Have you ever seen anything like a guy dominate a game like that Banchero did?
No, I didn't. And obviously, Paolo, we've talked about it. He looked great in Summer League in the two games, so he looked fantastic. Chet, I think, dropped 34 or so. You got guys all over the place. LeBron, you know, DeRozan, you just had last night. I do believe it's DeJounte Murray, Trey Young, John Collins all playing together. You know, this is kind of – this league is kind of based out of – I believe it's out of Seattle. It's one for Jamal Crawford. So they're giving back, which is cool. I'm cool with it. Just don't get injured. But I'm telling you, what's going to happen next, Pharrell, is if people don't get – they don't have enough of it. You saw it with the TBT tournament, is watch – ESPN or some people start paying big money to start to broadcast these Summer League games because people want to get their fix.
Yeah, and I want to get my fix too. I love watching that stuff. I got to tell you, I watched that highlight over and over. This guy just absolutely eviscerating people and dunking on people with his onions in their face. It was unbelievable. Now tell me about this Boston deal with Brown. They tried to possibly swing KD to Beantown. Do you think that's happening? I wouldn't get rid of that kid for that old man. I don't care what anybody says.
Don't you think, Pharrell, it sounds a little bit like posturing? Like the Nets are sitting there trying to get the best package for Kevin Durant, and it's come to a screeching halt, especially after DeAndre Ayton signed that offer sheet with Indiana. Miami doesn't have the first-round picks or the players to match up with Brooklyn. So what's the best thing that Brooklyn can do? How about leak a story about a guy like Jaylen Brown, a perennial probably top 20, top 15 player, as the centerpiece of a trade? Now, listen, at the end of the day, I don't believe it's going to happen. You think the Nets are going to want to ship him up to Boston after they got robbed 10 years ago by Danny Ainge, and they want to run this thing back and watch Kevin Durant go up to Boston and win a ring? Or do you think you're Boston and want to trade for Kevin Durant and he blows out his Achilles in the first month and Jaylen Brown goes off? No, thank you. I think it's a big smoke screen. It doesn't happen.
And do you think that either of them, Irving or Durant, is moving?
I think they have to both have to be moved. I think Irving gets moved first. January 15th, that's the date to watch for KD. They can't run it back with those two. Can you imagine the circus of that? It'd make the Knicks look like a church picnic.
I think they should lower the Knick prices for all of us so we can afford to go to one game every 10 years.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, as you know, Carver High, I was down at the ocean, down the shore, and I was boogie boarding and everything else, laying on the beach, 100 degrees, baking like an oven. I'm laying on the beach in a chair, minding my own business. All of a sudden, I hear, I look up, I see the Ferrella jet, the Snoopy airplane, flying over the beach with one of them gigantic, like, banners. It was flying by the beach. I look up. I can barely see. The sun's in my eyes. I got my shades on. I lift them up, and I look, and it says, at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV right on the banner at the beach. And I'm 5 hours away from home. I couldn't even believe it. Wherever I go, Rehoboth Beach, Ocean City, looking for waves, I see Sports Grid everywhere. It's unbelievable.
It is great that we continue to get the word out, especially airborne. on the busy summer beach days throughout the East Coast, probably on the West Coast as well. Yeah. These things are taking place. Before I give you the rest of the NFL, I do have to tell you, trades are flying in Major League Baseball, Scotty. Of course, trade deadline is tomorrow. The Yankees making another move. Frankie Montas from Oakland is coming to New York. That is right. For four Yankee prospects, including J.P. Sears, who you've seen a couple of times up with the Yankees this season, and three other players. Montas to the Yankees along with Lou Trevino, one of their relievers. Montas, the big piece here, Scotty. As we know, they missed out on Castillo the other night when he went to Seattle. And here's the biggest thing for me with Montas. Has great numbers against the Astros, going against them all the time in that American League West. That's huge, too, because I like that part of it.
Well, I got to tell you, I guess I won't be betting on Frankie tomorrow in his start for the A's on the road. He's going to be packing his bags and flying to the Big Apple. So, you know, the thing that stands out to me is that I've been hearing since he was injured is that he's got his fastball up to 97 again, where it should be. 98 is a peak, 97, 98. As long as he's throwing that hard off of injury, that's a very good sign. His numbers with the A's have not been impressive, but his ERA is okay, right? So he's been getting hit a little bit. I think that was before he was injured. His stuff wasn't electric, and we'll see what putting pinstripes on does for him. But if he can go out and cook 97, 98 in the boogie down, that's a good thing that the Yankees did. They had to get someone. I'm devastated that they didn't get Luis Castillo because we saw him pitch in the Bronx. Complete, utter domination of the Yankees.
Yep, and they will see him on Wednesday in his new uniform, the Seattle Mariners, as they are in the Bronx the next couple of days. The other trade right now, Scotty, the Astros get themselves another bat as well. They get Trey Mancini from the Baltimore Orioles. So Mancini goes to the Astros, package of prospects involved in that deal.
But what has he become on that team? Like an 8 or a 9 hitter? Trey Mancini, my daughter hits better than him. They act like this guy's some kind of big power hitter in Baltimore. Let's calm down. I mean, the kid Rauschman's better than Mancini. I don't care what anybody says. I think he's average.
Well, there you go. He will now, like you said, probably be near the bottom of that Houston order.
He'll beat the Yankees in the ALCS. What a walk-off single in the ninth
inning. That's the thing.
Of game seven.
That's the kind of guy that has moments. You never know. So we'll keep our eye on more trades. We will go all the baseball we still have to do later on Coast to Coast. All right, wide receivers keep getting paid. Debo Samuel and the 49ers, 3 years, $73 million. You brought up the running back stuff before. He was unhappy. Allegedly, miserable. With all that running back time that he got. He was so unhappy that he did get it put in his contract. He has incentives that he could get up to another $2 million per year for rushing yards and rushing touchdowns if the 49ers continue to use him that way. So he'll be paid for his running back services.
Listen, everything he said he didn't want to do, he's going to be doing. One of which was play for the Niners, which he's doing. Second of all, he said he doesn't want to run the football. Now he's doing that too. Third of all, what's amazing to me about this franchise, to be honest with you, is how everybody, including Bosa, who's about to get paid, everybody gets their money, and yet they shaft Jimmy Garoppolo, the guy that got him to all the postseason glory and Super Bowls. They are shafting the guy that did everything for them, and then giving all the money to everybody else. That, to me, is really what's amazing about this whole thing. I mean, they think nothing of Garoppolo at all. And I don't care what anybody says. They are just shoving him out the door. To the first one that comes along with a good offer, they're getting rid of him.
Yeah, they're basically waiting right now. It's whose quarterback gets injured first, right?
That's right.
At training camp. That's really what it comes down to. Who gets hurt first? That's when you're going to make the call to the 49ers. For Jimmy G. DK Metcalf also gets his money. Seattle wide receiver, $72 million extension. Very emotional, Scotty, when he signed the deal with the Seahawks. There is DK.
Just this moment is just all coming together. Just so I could be with this organization.
Look at those guns.
And this family that I get to call. you know, my family for the next coming years. It's just all a blessing, all amazing.
Blessing.
And I just thank everybody because it took a village just for me to get here today. And just a big thank you to everybody that helped me get to this point in my life. And I'm still not done. And that chip hasn't gone anywhere.
He's a great player that they're unable to throw the ball to because they don't have a quarterback. And ESPN will be running a feature in the next 3 weeks of him buying a house for his mother. They love doing the house for the mom story always. That's one of their favorite grabs on a Saturday or Sunday morning. Let's watch another player buy his mommy a house. Oh, I can't get enough of
Gotta get the puff pieces in during the training camp season. We got to make sure we have a few puff pieces. Jamal Adams with the Seahawks will miss some time with broken finger. And as I mentioned to you before, you saw him sitting next to DK there. Pete Carroll's got the Honda, Scotty. He will not be at Seahawk training camp for the next couple of days. Steelers now. I love this one. Mason Rudolph allegedly has a great shot at being the Steelers' starting quarterback. Where do they find this stuff from? Like, it is so funny to me. I played clips of Tomlin last week, Scotty, when you were out, of him going basically, we're taking this day by day. Don't ask me every day who's in the lead. I'm giving all these guys. This is a work in progress. We have the whole month of training camp. Like, but now Mason Rudolph has a great shot of being, just calm down, please.
Well,
enough.
He completed a couple of passes on a day at St. Vincent's College. And all you got to do now in the NFL is complete a couple of out routes, and you're suddenly in the running to be the starter. When that guy starts, here's what happens. I'm a season ticket holder. When he plays, they lose.
Yes, that is true. Mitchell Trubisky will most likely be the guy that takes the snaps on opening day for the Steelers. Couple of rookie wide receivers, Scotty, impressing in camp so far. George Pickens and Calvin Austin. Mitchell loves throwing to these guys. Here we go.
Calvin's fast, man. Any way we can get the ball in his hands in open space, it's going to be deadly. So Calvin and George are kind of in the same boat, just picking up this NFL offense. It's a lot of verbiage, a lot of terminology, and we're putting them in all different kinds of spots, so it's a lot of learning for them. But once they get it down, you get the ball in their hands, they can do special things with it.
Well, I certainly hope that comes to fruition, because last year when I went to every single game, I saw Claypool catch like two passes the whole season. So, I mean, and he says he's the best receiver in the NFL. You know, and I have dreams all the time, too, that I wake up from, and my dog's growling at me when I get out of bed. I mean, there is no truth to him being the best at anything. But this kid Pickens can flat out play. We already saw that at Athens in the SEC. We already knew he was good. Now let's see what he does at the next level, and not on, you know, training camp days at La Trobe. I want to see what he does. And not in a preseason game. I'll tell you what those preseason games are. They're the kiss of death. All you do is roll out five games and watch guys get carried off on stretchers. I don't let any of my starters play ever in a preseason. Not one snap. They don't need it. It's all a waste of time. I want to see what that kid does on Sundays.
Just keep everybody in the bubble wrap between now and opening week. That's it.
Really?
Because the injuries, they already piling up. Minkah Fitzpatrick came to camp with a wrist injury, Scotty. He suffered that riding a bike. He will be okay.
No. You don't want him he really suffered to, that no. signing that deal. When he signed it, he actually made so much money, his wrist broke.
Yes.
What happened there?
Maurice Hurst of the 49ers suffers a torn bicep. Could miss the entire season. Chiefs tackle Orlando Brown will report to camp now after saying he would not, and he will sign his franchise tender. So a lot of money this year for Orlando Brown in Kansas City. The Cowboys, Scotty, named the most valuable franchise in sports at $7.64 billion, and yet all they still talk about in Dallas is the job security of Mike McCarthy. First day of camp last week, Scotty, I had to sit there and listen to Jerry and Steven and Mike McCarthy let everybody know, this is the right guy for the job. Don't worry. It's the first day of camp, and they have to defend him.
And how about Jerry saying, I do have a lot of choices, which is a nice way of saying, if he doesn't get it done, Sean Payton will be here next year.
And stared right at McCarthy as he was saying it. Like, he like looks at him, I got a lot of choices, letting him know. It's unbelievable. Tom Brady and Russell Wilson headline the top 50 Players Association merchandise sales list. So there's your two guys, the two fan favorites, Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
I got my Kenny Pickett in the mail. Okay, thanks. Yes. I'm not buying anything that says Brady on it, ever.
It could be the final year. It could be a memento. The final season, perhaps, of Tom Brady. We're not sure yet, Scotty. He hasn't decided. Patriots give punter Jake Bailey a four-year deal worth $13.5 million. We're paying the punter up in Foxborough, and the NFL streaming service, NFL Plus, launches at $4.99 a month, which basically, Scotty, was the same thing that they did have for the past couple years on the app, but now they make you pay for it.
The ESPN one's now like up to $10, isn't it?
And then, I know, I'm aware.
And then I have every streaming service known to man, and I literally, now my bill every month for like all of them is over like a buck and a quarter. I got enough streaming services. I'm a buck and a quarter at least, and I refuse to sign up for any more ever again. I'm done with. I won't sign up for Paramount. I'm not signing up for NFL Plus. I've already given the NFL enough of my money, thanks. And the one at ESPN, I mean, they're crooking us. Remember when it started, it was $5? Like 3 years later, it's 10.
I know. It's got the two things I love watching on it. I love the NHL and the PGA on it. They've been absolutely outstanding having both of those things on that app, but geez,
and UFC,
they have that as well. When it's not,
but not the big
for
fights.
The most part, they have
that. Not the big fights.
You got to pay extra for those. You got to pay extra for the big fights. We will come back. We will do today in sports history. Everybody always clamors for it. And then at the top of the hour, Scotty, full baseball trades. Yesterday's action. We got games tonight that we've got to put tickets in on. We'll start the hour with the Josh Hader trade, which I'm still trying to figure out as I sit here. We're still trying to figure out the Josh Hader
trade. Can anyone explain that to me?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mafia, can you get the, like, so I'm already at a buck and a quarter on the streamings. Take the porno channels off, get rid of those, and just keep all the movie channels. We're on? Oh. Just do that for me. Can you just do the show? All right. It's time for Today in Carver High History.
All right, 1963, Arthur Ashe becomes the first African-American player to be named to the U.S. Davis Cup team. 1973, Thurman Munson and Carlton Frisk brawl in the top of the ninth with the score tied at 2 at Fenway. That was a good one. 82, Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, and former commissioner Happy Chandler, don't call me Happy Gilmore, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. 1985, Vince Coleman steals two bases in the first inning. He reaches 74 steals to break the rookie record. 87, Mike Tyson beats Tony Tucker. 12-round decision, first heavyweight to own all three major belts at the same time. 93, Kansas City Royals founder and owner Ewing Kauffman dies of lung cancer. 93, Reggie Jackson goes into the Hall of Fame. 96, U.S. women's soccer team, first gold medal in Atlanta. They beat China. 2001, Corey Stringer of the Vikings passes away. Heat stroke at 27 during training camp. 2005, Rafael Palmeiro suspended for violating the steroid policy. Says it was absolutely false. 2007, thanks to an extreme shift put on by the Nationals, Brandon Phillips steals second and third on the same pitch. Come on now. 2012, eight female badminton players disqualified from the Summer Olympics. They even cheat in badminton. Pacers Paul George in 2014, gruesome compound fracture of his lower leg for Team USA. If we have time, go ahead.
It goes a little bit too fast for his own good. Nice contest, but a foul. Paul George shaken up. He ran into the stanchion. Paul George suffering a serious lower leg injury, and we're going to take a break and come back right after this.
please. Take a break. Come right back. 2017, Evan Longoria hit for the cycle.